The Alaska legislature passed a spending bill that funds several projects around southeast Alaska, including a proposed road out of Juneau. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld talks with both sides of the controversial road project.
For decades, backers have pushed for construction of a road north out of Juneau. The goal is a closer connection to Haines and Skagway, which have road links to the mainland highway system. But 2 years ago, Governor Bill Walker halted what's called the Juneau Access Project. It was among a group of large projects Walker said Alaska could no longer afford. Juneau Senator Dennis Egan, a Democrat, says that was a mistake.
Everybody you talk to in the rail belt especially says, why can't you drive to the capital? Well, unlike Honolulu, we could make a way to drive to Juneau.
That's one reason Egan and other state senators put a little more than $20 million in the capital budget. It's money Walker reallocated to other projects in the same general area, so rather than new spending, it shifted back. Opponents say the project would damage the ocean and the shore where the 50-mile road would be built. They also point out travelers would still have to take a short ferry ride to connect to the mainland road system. There's also a possibility that the governor could veto the reappropriation. The legislature's capital budget also helps fund a hydropower project near Cake, a small southeast city that's dependent on diesel generators. Jody Mitchell is CEO of the Inside Passage Electrical Cooperative, which plans to build at Gunnock Creek.
The project will actually provide estimated 2/3 of the current Cake load. And at times, we'll actually be able to turn the diesels off, which is kind of the gold standard for hydro.
Close to $4 million is appropriated to the project. Mitchell says the nonprofit also hopes to win a $3 million federal grant, which would complete the funding. But if it doesn't, the cooperative could take out a loan. Another project in the capital budget would upgrade the King and Coho salmon hatchery at Crystal Lake near Petersburg. It's run by the Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. In an interview earlier this year, production manager Bill Gass said the $1.5 million in the capital budget will replace raceways that have been leaking for several years.
The danger now is that we're afraid that this leak could turn into a catastrophic failure, at which point we could lose the whole thing. So it buys us continued time to operate.
The budget also includes $5 million to help dispose of lead-contaminated soil from an old junkyard in Wrangell. The state plans to store it locally, but leaders want it shipped south. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.